items come equipped with this software, the mirror. Now that you have completed your analysis, it's time to start moving your workout closer to your nemesis. Don't raise any alarms. The last thing you want is him catching you looking at him, thinking you're Myron. After executing the side-by-side mirror check, the jury is still out. He could have had better lighting, which means a better pump at the time. There's a 90% chance you're bigger than him, and a 10% chance he thinks you're gay for him. But joke's on him, the only thing you're gay for is yourself. You've meandered around the gym trying to imitate your standard workout while keeping a close eye on this dude. It seems that he's definitely following you, and it has nothing to do with you inching closer to him and using the same equipment. He wants you dead, or worse, wants you to be smaller than him. Since the mirrors were obviously ripped from a carnival funhouse, and the lighting is clearly skewed in his favor, you need to bring in outside judges. Don't ask for anyone's opinion. Just grab your boy and start talking shit about the guy. Fuck this. You leave this workout feeling like the gym is cheating on you with this imposter. The worst part is, you come back to the Iron Church the next day, and he's there again. The next day, same thing. Now you gotta see fucking Reebok every day, acting like he's Nike. Time goes on, and tension builds. You hate this guy more than you hate girls who don't give blowjobs. Eventually the gloves come off, and you take notice of each other. Probably because you've been working out next to each other for 5 fucking weeks. You put enough bears on thin ice, eventually it's gonna break. What do I mean by this? You can only be near someone for so long before talking about your muscles. At some point, one of you has to brag. You should expect the conversation to be something like this. You, I've never done that for biceps, is it good? Nemesis. Oh, fuck yeah, you're gonna get a nasty stretch and it's gonna hit you, interrupting. I usually do like 60s or 70s and really curl it at the top. I mean, it works, as you could see. Nemesis. Yeah, dude, I can tell. You have huge arms. Bingo. Just like that, you become bros. Cause being bros with this dude is like being friends with the only person you actually want to be friends with. Yourself. When he talks about his biceps, it's like he's talking about your biceps. Which he is, because the only reason you asked about his biceps was so you can talk about yours, which are bigger and better. Fuck this guy. Chapter 45. Do you even lift? Okay, hotshot. Just because you actually lift weights or think you might be in shape doesn't mean you're going to get any credit for lifting. You should know by now that getting credit from other lifters or yourself is impossible in this sport. After painstaking years of research in the field, I have created a flowchart to answer the age-old question. Do you even lift? Do you go to the gym? No. Do you even lift? Do you go to the gym? Yes. Do you take classes? Yes, you do. Do you even lift? Okay, you go to the gym. Do you do cardio? Yes. Do you even lift? Okay, you go to the gym, you do weight training. Is it machines? Yes, it is. Do you even lift? Okay, you do weight training. TRX? What the fuck is that? Do you even lift? Alright, you do weight training. You do body weight. Are you white? Yes, you are white. Do you even lift? Alright, you do body weight. Are you white? No. Are you black? What are you, white? Do you even lift? Okay, yes, you are black. Do you lift in a park? Yes, you do. All right, bro. Didn't mean nothing by it. Have a nice day. All right, so you go to the gym, you do weight training, you do free weights. Is it circuit training? Is it CrossFit? Yes, it is. Do you even lift? All right, you do circuit training. Is it CrossFit? No. Don't lie. Yes, it is. Do you even lift? And this is the endless cycle that is CrossFit. Okay, so you do free weights and you do bodybuilding. Now we're getting somewhere. Do you look like you bodybuild? No. Do you even lift? Okay, you do bodybuilding. Are you strong? No. Go directly to CrossFit. Do you even lift? Okay, yes, you are strong. What do you bench? 3 plates for sets of 15? Bullshit. Do you even lift? Okay, do you look like you bodybuild? Yes. Doubt it. Do you even lift? All right, you look like you bodybuild. Are you aesthetic? No. Do you even lift? All right, yes, you are aesthetic. Are people Myron? What's that? Obviously not. Do you even lift? Yes, people are Myron. What's your Instagram? Never mind. Found it. Your lats need work. Do you even lift? All right, you're not aesthetic. Are you big? I've seen bigger. Do you even lift? Yes, you are big. You're looking soft. You need a cut. Do you even lift? All right, moving back up to bodybuilding. So you do bodybuilding. Are you strong? No. Go directly to CrossFit. What do you bench? 3 plates for sets of 15. Okay, you do bench 3 plates for sets of 15. Nice set, bro. Touch your chest next time. Do you even lift? Okay, back to bodybuilding. Do you compete? No? Do you even lift? Okay, yes, you compete. Did you win? No? Do you even lift? Okay, yes, you did win. Are you Arnold? No? Do you even lift? All right, yes, you are Arnold. Dude, what happened to you? You used to be my hero. Do you even lift anymore? And that proves it. As you can see, no matter what you do, how good you look, no matter how strong you are, even if you're Arnold, there's no way around it. You might think you lift, but do you even? Stage 6. Monster. Dude, you're fucking huge. The gym rat you once were is terrified of you, and you are terrified of ever going backward. Your need to be bigger than everyone has led you to experiment with extracurriculars and other risky methods scored from the fanny packs of shady locker room trolls. This doesn't worry you one bit. Your boy just got out of med school and gives you the under-the-table checkups every week to make sure you're juicing correctly. People are trying to tell you that this career you've chosen is short-term, but you literally cannot hear them because they're too small to matter. Chicks? What's chicks? You're not interested in wasting your time with women when you could be shoveling nutrients into your mouth, walking around the gym scaring people out of the squat rack, or sleeping. Doesn't matter anyway, because girls look at you and think you have a problem. Good, because you do. It's called, I can still fit through doorways. At this point, the gym is the only thing you do, the only thing you care about, and the only thing you're good at. You've been doing it for so long, you've forgotten what it's like to be a human, or look like one. Cause you're not. You're a monster, both physically and emotionally. Chapter 46. Pros and cons of taking steroids. Decision time. You've been lifting for a few years now, and you've hit some plateaus. You're starting to catch on that a lot of lifters are supplementing their income. Your boys that you thought were natty all this time, well, it turns out they've been juicing since Capri Sun. Your reality has shifted. You're at a crossroads. To the left, you got 20 miles to a weekend in Vegas and your life savings in your pocket. You're gonna hit highs you will never hit anywhere else. And to the right, you've got the unpaved cross-country dirt road to that house with a family and a sustainable life. What's more important? Thought so. So for those monsters out there that are on the fence about supplementing their income, allow the professor to break down the pros and cons of taking steroids. The pros. Mad gains. No fucking brainer. This is what you're here for, isn't it? This is grabbing your controller and hitting triangle, R2, left, L1, X, right, triangle, down, square, L1, 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 boom. Unlimited guns, unlimited ammo. I mean, you still gotta play the game, but once you enter the code, you're never gonna play again without it. You get stronger. It's not about how much you can lift. It's about how much you look like you can lift. But it helps if you can lift a lot too. If gains are Jordan, then strength is Pippen. Jordan could probably do it all by himself, but Pippen did his part. But I'll tell you one thing, I never had a fucking Pippen poster hanging on my wall. Cuts and veins. You will finally achieve that my skin looks like a leaf look. Your body fat will be non-existent and terrified of ever returning. Where you once had skin, you'll now have veins. Where you once had veins, you'll now have more veins. Your bicep vein alone is gonna look like an aerial shot of the Mississippi splitting off into a shitload of other huge rivers. There will be zero doubt that you even lift. Your muscles are so dense, they will look like a tight bag of rocks. No one will ever question your dedication to the Church of Iron. Swole mates at the gym will ask you to officiate their wedding. You'll decline because you'll be in the gym. Fast recovery. You're racing a NASCAR, and you never need to make a pit stop. All you do is win. Increased libido. Your sex drive is a monster truck. It will go anywhere and crush anything. Juicing is a double-edged sword. One edge is super sharp and can slice through Wolverine's claws. The other edge is kind of dull, a little round, and not really going to turn any heads with its slicing ability. But hey, fair is fair. And now that we've explored the benefits of juicing, let's see what the other side has to offer. Cons. Steroids fuck with your natural testosterone. When you're on, you're golden. But when you get off, you start growing bitch tits and your dick stops working. Overnight, you go from He-Man to Woe-Man. It's like being in Vegas at a table where you're always up. Except you can't leave the table with your winnings. Your life is changing in front of your very eyes, and it's all your fault. Worst of all, you know the reason why this is happening is in the fanny pack of that sketchy dude posted outside the gym. Such a simple solution, right there in front of you. But you took the high road, bro. Enjoy it. Emotional instability. On the outside, you look rock solid. But on the inside, you're Michael J. Fox on a trampoline playing Jenga against an actual time bomb. Like the other day, I saw my boy jump out of his car at an intersection and threaten a traffic light with a knife because his favorite color is blue. Then later that day, I walked in on him sitting alone in the dark, bawling his eyes out to the beginning of Titanic. Not a good look, bro. I mean, yeah, I've cried at Titanic before too, except the tears came out of my dick. Juice is expensive. Okay, maybe you got no problem investing 5, 10, 15, 20 years of your life for some right now fucking gains. Duh. But now you gotta dip into your 401k to fund this meat market? You already invest all your money into the gym, sups, and food. In that order. You see your bank account and put some serious thought into quitting this new lifestyle. Then you look in the mirror a week later and immediately pick up every shift possible at your job. It's time to put in work. Needles. It's not like pounding down some gnaw pump, which tastes like fucking house music. You have to literally stab yourself and inject chemicals into your blood. As cool as this sounds, it's fucking dark, bro. Having to explain to your doctor for the millionth time that it's cool. He spent 12 years studying the body. You spent 12 months building the body. You don't need to listen to his bullshit science for regular people. Cause I'm an animal. And last time I checked, you're not a vet. So beat it, Dr. Islittle. And here are a few facts about the negatives of steroid use that I printed out from medicaljournal.com. Steroids. Enlarge your organs, raise your blood pressure, increase chance of heart attack over time, make you hairy, mess up your reproductive system, cause liver damage, raise cholesterol, cause acne, cause sterilization, lead to cardiovascular problems, cause kidney problems, promote excessive sweating, increase risk of HIV and Hep B and Hep C from needles, increase risk of psychosis, cause aching joints, cause insomnia, lead to depression. Yada yada yada, at the end of the day, it's your choice. just like it was your choice to become the monster that you are. Point is, no one's gonna stop you, cause no one can stop you. Chapter 47. People you hate at the gym. The gym is filled with people you hate. Some people you hate cause you're a hater and everyone is taking up your space. Some people you hate cause their parents even hate them. But others you hate because they are fucking with your gains. AKA gain rapists. These are the worst people in the gym. Here's the rundown of some of the worst offenders. The guy who wants you to work out faster. Fuck this old crab. He ain't working in for shit. This is always some old dude who asks you how many you got left on set one and is always unhappy with the answer. He looks at you all confused and irritated, acting like you didn't give up your subway seat to the pregnant lady that just bought it. Then he lingers around the entire time, giving you the stink eye while you're cruising Instagram between sets. Fuck off, Dumbledore. I'm not trying to catch your scabies from Ellis Island. He just wants you to work out faster because he's going to die soon. The guy who wants to work in even though it's going to really complicate the exercise. You're doing squats, and this guy comes over asking to work in. Then after you agree, he springs it on you that he's going to be doing bench with the safeties up. Then he asks you to help strip the weight and rearrange everything. This is like that friend who will ask you for a favor, but doesn't tell you what it is until after you reply yes. And now you're stuck being the godfather of his kid because it's too late to ignore his text. Which is fine until your friend kicks the bucket and then you're stuck looking out after his loser kid who is deaf gonna grow up to masturbate to dragons and shit. That's on you now. The guy who puts the weights back in the wrong spot. This guy must have dropped out of school, preschool, cause he never learned how to count by five or match shapes. Now thanks to Count Von Count, I have to grab one of the 90s from the top shelf of the rack and the other 90 from the opposite end. Both equally fall from my bench and the numbered slot that says 90 pounds, but has 15 pound dumbbells in it. I don't want to be digging through six layers of fives, tens, and 25s to get to the 45 like I'm an earthen fucking Utzi, the frozen caveman over here. The guy who works out in front of your mirror space. If there wasn't a mirror, there would be a chance you might not have noticed me working out behind you. But I know you can see me working out behind you. You know how I know this? Because you're standing in front of a fucking mirror. And before your selfish ass got in the way, I could see me too. And so could everybody else. I could see my pump, my glory, and my future. And now all I can see is your back fat and the reason your wife left you 2 years ago. The guy who works right off the rack. This is the dude who goes to Whole Foods and eats all the fucking produce off the shelf, acting like he's checking for freshness, like it's his personal fucking garden. Nah, it's cool, bro. I didn't need any of the grapes that you just mauled with your inconsiderate gypsy fingers. I'll just stand here and wait for more to grow. The guy who works out super close to you. You're mid-set, benching 100-pound dumbbells over your face, and this dude thinks it's a good time to sit next to you and flap around some seated lateral raises. This guy was never taught the concept of personal space. After he's done with his set, you can bet he's going to stare at you in the mirror and scare away all your gains. Now I know how chicks feel. Anyone doing CrossFit? I don't want to be inhaling your fucking chalk dust while I'm mid-set just so you can have enough grip to hold on to the pull-up bar that you're violently swinging from while your friend is busy giving himself scoliosis with the barbell I've been waiting for since I got here. You really need all that equipment to make zero gains? This is the dude that rocks True Religion jeans, a vest, and a fedora to the bar just to get zero pussy. Who you trying to fool, bro? I can literally see your virginity. The guy who does tricep dips on two benches. Benches in the gym are like outlets in an airport. People kill for that shit. Doing tricep dips on two benches is like claiming two beds at a party just so you can push them together and sleep in the crack. The guy who does cable swings in the middle of the cable cross. You're trying to hit tricep pushdown, but Arnold Palmer over here is standing dead center in the cable cross, swinging the cables like shaving a couple strokes off his golf game is gonna get his dick to work again. And now he's gotta turn around and hit the other side. He's using one cable, but taking up both sides for twice as long. Give it a rest, bro. The only sand trap you haven't been in lately is your wife's vag. The guy who snipes your setup and completely rearranges it by the time you're back from the water fountain. This guy is the worst. I leave for 15 seconds, then this dude, probably named Franco, rolls up and ignores the fact that I left all my shit on the bench and the weight on the bar. This, coincidentally, is the same dude who's always trying to convince your chick to break up with you every time you're not around. Saying he's got tickets to Sam Smith and that he knows she deserves to be treated better. Piss off, Jafar. You don't know me. I leave for 15 seconds. You think you can fuck with my setup? This ain't a game. Talk to my chick all you want, but don't fuck with my setup. There will always be people you hate in the gym. But if you haven't noticed, the bigger you've gotten, the less these people annoy you. Cause it's getting harder for you to see them and easier for them to see you. These herbs take notice of you and choose to spectate from afar, rather than even think about doing the workout anywhere near you. There are countless types of annoying people bringing shame to the Iron Church. If you have any offenders at your gym, immediately submit a report to your local authorities. See something, say something. Hashtag Brofessor. Hashtag Swole Patrol. Hashtag Make America Swole Again. Chapter 48. How to declare war on New Year's resolutioners. The gym is the worst in January. Not because it's crowded. You love when the gym is crowded. Crowds equal witnesses. Witnesses equal attention. And as we know, attention is the primary source of muscle growth. No, the reason you hate the gym in January is because the gym is your thing. You've been doing it longer and better than anyone on earth. In fact, right after gravity was invented by Isaac Newton, you said fuck gravity and invented anti-gravity, which later became known as lifting as soon as you set foot in the gym. Just because the fucking dates changed, everyone thinks they can do your thing. Let me tell you something. Lifting just isn't your thing. It's your only thing. And if everyone starts doing your one thing, you'll have no thing. And therefore, you will become nothing. So it's time to declare war on these resolutioners and take action before these noobs take your gains. Start a revolution. Broadcast your frustration on social media. This shows the world that you aren't a resolutioner. The year might be new, but this shit ain't. You've been going to the gym since the new year. Like the first one. Year one. BC. Here are some ways to take it to social media. Post an angry status about hating resolutioners. Remember, they aren't people with goals trying to better themselves. They are developing world refugees trying to take all our jobs. By jobs, I mean gains. Share articles written by journalists on why resolutioners are the worst. These are extremely insightful works of literature. Instagram an accurate meme showing how accurately crowded the gym is after New Year's. Literally make the resolutioners get the fucking picture. Instill fear into your enemy. You can achieve this by doing a lot of huffing and puffing. Make your anger known and seen and heard publicly by everyone with eyes or ears, or just create a general sense of negative energy. Going to the gym in January is like being stuck in traffic. You aren't just another car adding to the problem. You are the only car, and all the others are the problem. You are the only one with a right to be mad, because you run this place. Duh. Build your army. Pull people aside and explain to them how crowded the gym is. You want to separate yourself from the resolutioners. If you don't actively complain to people about other people, you might be mistaken for one of them. Claim your territory. Set up camp by bringing more gear than you normally do and scattering it around your gym equipment. Now plant your flag by maxing out set one, so everyone knows where to find America. Don't mess with a superpower. With all this greatness going down, you need to protect your house. Keep your equipment locked down during rest periods. I usually pile a bunch of dumbbells over whatever I'm using that are too heavy for normal people to lift. Go to war. Since it's impossible to literally tell everyone in the gym that you've been coming here first, lift like your life depends on it, so it's impossible for them not to know. Go to war with the fucking weight and win. If you need to come in the gym in full army gear with face paint like you just got back from Vietnam, then do it. Plus, that's a good look either way. Hashtag Forrest Pump. Bro, I know how painful January can be for you. It will take every ounce of patience you have, which isn't much because of the juice. But you will make it through the toughest time of the year, because you always do. You are a monster. It's clear to you and everyone else that you run the gym, and you will be putting up weight when the New Year's resolutioners arrive and long after they leave. Chapter 49. How to Bring a Beginner to the Gym. Why would anyone go through the hassle of bringing a beginner to the gym? For the same reason anyone goes through the hassle of bringing a kid into the world. You're in your late 20s, you've been out of college for a few years, you have a boring job, and you have nothing interesting left to offer the world. So you need something in your life to get those Facebook likes rolling in again. And like bringing up a kid, raising a gym newbie is the perfect way to force your values onto someone else. You can end up with the perfect gym buddy. You're already a father figure to so many gym bros. But it might be time to adopt a protege. You've been hitting up the same gym since you started lifting. Those mirrors have seen you through every stage of your lifting evolution, while others have come and gone. You take pride in knowing that the knurling on the bar has given you more blisters than anyone who's run through your Mecca. You're the godfather, the professor of your gym. When you're on the bench repping 315 to warm up, a line forms waiting to ask you for advice. At this point, you're basically the owner, even though you still pay full price for your yearly membership. Something is missing, though. You are more obsessed with yourself than ever, but you want to give back. The other day, daycare chick asked if you had any kids. What the fuck was she thinking with a question like that? But it got you thinking that maybe you are ready to bring another human into your world. So instead of rolling the dice by sexing up another roided out lifter chick, you bring in a beginner. A soft, malleable bag of feathers. Someone to look up to you. Someone to mold into a hard, chiseled bag of rocks. Your protege. This is the biggest step you've taken in your life. So don't fuck it up. Sure, your protege is going to have an actual mother and father, but you're the one turning him into a well-rounded, self-obsessed muscle warrior. Here's how to make sure your protege passes his classes, then goes on to skip college and become a professor just like you. The first gym session. You're at the gym waiting for the noob to show up for more than an hour. He's not late, you just never left. When he finally shows up, you actually consider bailing on him, moving to another city, and switching your gym membership. You expected him to have zero gym style, but you were not ready for this. He's wearing actual gym clothes. This fucking guy, dressed like he's going to work out, like he's going to exercise. Hey, Jane Fonda, we're going to the gym, not an 80s theme party. Where's your swag? This is a gym. It's about looking fresh, not looking fresh off the boat. Bro tip. always carry an emergency swag pack. The swag pack consists of emergency backup gym gear you always have at the ready. You never know when you need to grab a quick pump and gotta look fresh, so you're always prepared. In this case, your protege needs the swag more than you do. Would you let your kid out of the house looking like an orphan? Didn't think so. You can't let people think you accept another human being looking like a noob under your jurisdiction. You have a reputation to protect. Bless him with your swag pack, aka some of your spare dirty clothes, and make him go change. Even though everything is three sizes too big for him, he'll be thanking you one day. The day that they're too small. Now that he's all dressed for school, it's time to graduate him with a degree in bro science. The first class is a pass-fail, intro to pre-workout. It's pass the scoop and fail at nothing. Your noob's fight or flight instincts will kick in. And he's going to stupidly ask you if it's okay to take pre-workout. Now it's your chance to flex your knowledge, aka your biceps, and remind him who's teaching the class. And fucking the TA on the side. Noob, is it safe? Dom flexes. You see this? Any more questions? Noob, yes, actually a lot. Now that your protege bossed up and chugged his delicious pre-workout for the first time, it's time to head to the dojo. When entering the weight room, be sure to walk at least 10 paces ahead of him. You want there to be zero confusion about who the leader is here. The captain doesn't sit and fucking coach. He flies the goddamn plane behind the barricaded door. These pigeons haven't earned their wings yet. Explaining exercises. Teaching isn't about showing people what they need to know. It's about showing people how much you already know. When explaining an exercise to a beginner, you get to lift, show off your muscles, and talk about them all at the same time. It's like scoring a touchdown while calling the play-by-play for your own highlight reel. Choosing weight for a beginner sucks. They have no idea how much they can lift, so it's all in your hands. My advice is don't pick a weight that's appropriate for a beginner to lift. Pick a weight that is appropriate for you to look at. I'm not going to be stuck stacking 45s outside these 25s like some classless troglodyte. You're starting with 45s whether you like it or not, or can do it or not. Not my problem. Spotting. Watching a beginner try to lift for the first time is like watching a baby whale try to unbeach itself. There's a lot of wiggling and oceanic weeping. It's sad, really. You don't understand how a human can't get their body to do something so basic and instinctual. The key to teaching a beginner proper form is to shout names of body parts and technical cues they've never heard before. Then uncomfortably smack and poke their muscles. And finally, jump in and finish their set for them. Actions speak louder than words, even though I'm fucking shouting. Post-workout. Thank God that's over. You did good, though. You completed a selfless act that was definitely seen by everyone in the gym. Well, really, that lift session wasn't so bad. You got to lift your normal body part and superset it with his entire workout, and now your pump is legendary. Hand the kid his first protein shake, recap the workout, and talk about how sore he's going to be. Being a professor is a tough gig, but there are benefits to it. You take great satisfaction in flexing your knowledge and showing off your pump. You were somebody again for 90 minutes, but now all that's left is for your pump to fade and you to realize you don't want this kind of responsibility. You popped out the kid, you got the attention you needed, but now you're stuck raising him. Yet you feel gratified, like you contributed to something bigger than yourself. Wait, that's bullshit. That noob ain't bigger than you. Chapter 50. Meathead Goals. In case you haven't noticed, lifting is all about setting up impossible goals and then becoming bigger than them. You saw each goal paraded in front of you from the day you set foot in the gym. That dude putting up 135 on bench? Goal. The homie shoulder pressing 80s? Next goal. Those meat titans deadlifting 5 plates? Goal. Overcoming your next plateau hinges on setting up your muscle brain to lift more weight. Simple as that. The gym is your world, and you need to be the leader of it. So here are a few goals to keep yourself at the center of the universe. Pursue your dreams. Quit your job and finally become a personal trainer, because you like to lift, and you're an expert at science and muscles and things and shit. At first, it'll feel good to know you've established yourself enough to give people lifting advice and get paid for it. But eventually, you'll realize you hate personal training, because you only care about your own gains. So you start your lucrative in-house business selling Herbalife supplements on your sick social media network. They don't teach that in business school. They don't teach that anywhere. You also sell steroids, if you like need them and shit. Don't tell anyone though. Get a new hobby that doesn't involve yourself. Photography is a good place to start. And by photography, I mean become a professional selfie taker. What good is overcoming your goal if you're not documenting it? In the old days, lifters used to carry around these things called a pen and paper. They would actually record, in written form, every lift completed, analyze them, and assess how close they were to completing their goal. You can still view their findings inside caves and museums across the world. Today, all you do is take several selfies every chance you get. You are your favorite muse anyway, and your only muse. So why not take it to the next level? Throw a couple hashtag Herbalife hashies in there, put your pics on the gram, and you're in the green. Start reading. Reading is great for making those sick brain gains. It's a great way to learn new things and discover new words. It may be too difficult to locate some reading material, so a great place to start is supplement labels. There are tons of words on there that no one has discovered. You will not only become great at dishing out generic lifting tips to randoms at the gym, but you can also sling a bunch of real science out there too. You're a double threat. Take risks. Go for that one rep max bench you've been lying to yourself about for years. Don't even warm up. You can do it. Most people take time to break through to the next goal. Not you. You had all of last year to warm up. Just go for it and don't bother with a spotter either. It's not self-improvement if you can't do it yourself. As they say, the biggest risk is not taking one. The risk, of course, being pre-workout and other substances. Actually take a cycle off pre-workout. Face it, you've probably been taking pre-workout nonstop for years. And including a time bomb of health concerns, you've also probably built up a tolerance that requires you to take 6 scoops and stack it with a 9-volt battery in order to feel a slight buzz. So maybe it's time to take a week off, like you've been telling yourself you should, like the label urges you to, and like your blood work is indicated. Rinse your protein shaker after using it. You probably have about 6 or 7 shaker cups that you've accumulated from bodybuilding orders, all of which are currently sitting in the sink, sealed with your dirty last sip of protein sitting at the bottom, which has now developed this Greek yogurt type of film and a layer of congealed bacteria. This is the worst smell on earth, and also how the world will end. It takes 5 seconds to rinse your cup and save humanity. Commit to doing this on the reg. Lend a helping hand. This year, and every year after and before, may be all about improving yourself, but try to take a moment to help out the little guys. If you see a smaller being struggling to curl his weight or lift in with incorrect form, just calmly walk over, grab the weight out of his hand, and lift his weight for him. Actions speak louder than words. Your entire life, people around you have told you to set goals. Goals for sports you may have played, goals for school, goals for getting a job, etc., etc. You never wanted to, and I don't blame you, because you knew there was something else out there for you. A driving force that would make you want to set goals for yourself. Something you could be great at. Well, you fucking found it, bro. It's there. See it? Look harder. Ah, now you see it. He's staring back at you in the mirror. And no matter what size he is, he could be bigger. Stare back. Good. Now go crush your next PR. Stage 7. Freak Beast. I'm gonna be honest with you guys here. You may not be able to tell by looking at me, but I have not yet reached the Freak Beast stage. The Freak Beast stage is reserved for the go-hards, the fucking Navy SEALs of the gym, who saw their futures the first time they looked at a mirror. You don't encounter a Freak Beast every single day. Shit, you're lucky if your gym even has one. These guys are the Olympians. They make Conan the Barbarian look like a starving immigrant fresh off the boat at Ellis Island. At this point, if you have reached this elite level, you have competed, probably been pro at some point, and are now over it. You have a supplement sponsor, a few half-page ads in Muscle and Fitness, and you carry a fucking cooler everywhere filled with 8 pre-made meals, aka your lunchbox. You have defied the human form, and have pushed past so many plateaus, you basically conquered Everest 5 times over. When you have a dinner party, Zeus comes down from the sky, and you still out-eat the guy. The only reason a statue isn't made of you is because you'd be bigger than it the next day. You haven't spoken an actual word in over a year, because you haven't needed to. The world knows everything they need to know about you just by looking at you. You actually outgrew having to explain yourself. Fitness trends? Man, you're not even involved with that shit. You are the trend. Every new lift you add to your split, and every piece of gym tech added to your wardrobe, becomes a whisper throughout the gym, immediately hits Instagram, and eventually the world. And by that point, you're on to the next. You have a successful Instagram fit profile, make a sizable income off online personal training, and are without question the biggest, most shredded dude around. You are Animal Planet. You started going to a vet instead of a doctor, and the girls you used to bang are no longer attracted to you, because you're no longer attracted to them. You are now only attracted to weird, centaur-looking women. You stopped lifting for chicks a long time ago, because the only people who are really going to care about your veins and your cuts or how swole your rear delts are dudes. Your interests, passion, and entire life revolves around the male body. No homo, though. Dudes that pass you on the street have to snap a pic and send it to their crew. You are inspiration in human form. So when it comes to bro science, there ain't nothing you don't already know. You are bro science to the nth degree. I salute and thank you for your service. Conclusion. Wow. Now, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm at a loss for words, which is why the book is ending. You have officially completed the first and only audiobook you need to listen to. Congratulations. You are a learned student of bro science and are hereby approved to spread the knowledge to those around you, even if they aren't asking for it. With great knowledge comes great responsibility. Other bro scientists to have walked this earth include Stephen Balkin, Swole Broham Lincoln, and Mahatma Gandhi. You are now a member of the biggest squad known to man. Most important is that you never lose sight of the journey. When you look in the mirror for 90 minutes each morning, take one of those minutes, max, to remember how you looked a year ago. Or a day ago. Actually, you were definitely a little bigger last year. You caught strep a couple months ago and haven't recovered yet. But you're more shredded this year. You should actually weigh yourself. Where was I? Wait, you weigh 220 now? Holy shit, bro. Think back to when you started reading the Swoley Bible, and how each page was a piece of your history. You started lifting for a reason. A dream of being big. You definitely made some rookie mistakes along the way, but luckily you had a professor to show you the light. Now you spend so much time in the gym that it's actually your home. You put the front desk guy down as your emergency contact and literally have the gym's address as your home shortcut in Google Maps. Be proud, bro. You woke up one day, looked in the mirror, and made a fucking change. No one but you put the work in. So whether you were still in the gym bro stage, jealous, graduated to gym rat, or went the distance all the way to freak beast, you will always be a lifter. It's a small circle you belong to. Actually, it's big because everyone's fucking huge, and there's no other circle worth being in. On behalf of the bro scientists worldwide, keep entering the Iron Throne like you are, 7 days a week, and getting those gains. If you ever find yourself lost out there, suddenly with a kettlebell in your hand, running outside, or being dragged to some class by a so-called friend, just refer to the 10 commandments of bro science to find your way back to the dumbbells. The 10 commandments of bro science. Number 1. The day you started lifting was the day you became forever small, cause you will never be as big as you want to be. Number 2. It's not about how much you can lift, it's about how much it looks like you can lift. Number 3. Fitness is 98% lighting. The other 2% is the sun effect on Instagram. Number 4. Bench like your life depends on it, because it does. Number 5. Cardio. Running through hose, swimming in pussy, and cycling pre-workout. Number 6. Never skip leg day. Unless you really need a bicep pump. Number 7. You always need a bicep pump. Number 8. Thou shalt covet these gains. Number 9. It's better to be seen as a douchebag than not be seen at all. And number 10. Live large, die large. Leave a giant coffin. Bronus. 100 ways to say jacked. Jacked, ripped, diesel, yoked, buff, swole, brawlic, peeled, cut, hard body, juggernaut, minced, beast mode, juiced, corn fed, full housed, swole Broham Lincoln, back rocked Obama, Ivan Drago, USDA buck steak, shredded cheddar, rock swole, torque thunder, bee stung, diesel Washington, ox diesel, bullfucked, thunder beast, Kilimanjaro, diesel rocket, Eiffel power, Dikembe Mutombo, Massachusetts, Optimus Prime, Zeus laser, Berlin wall, duplex double housed, Jupiter Tank, Colossus, Meat Titan, Campbell's Chunky Souped, Pump Dragon, Bone Cut, Diamond Cuts, Muscle Barn, Django Unchained, 50 Shades of Gains, Muscle Bear, Double Meat, Whopper Senior, Tyrannosaurus Flex, Poseidon, Jesus Lean, Gandhi Cut, Swole Night Shyamalan, Apollo 45s, Juice Rifle, Radio City Muscle Hall, Dial Toned, World War 3, Jerry Stackhoused, Museum of Muscle History, Scruff McBuff, Treasure Chested, Trisexual, Razor Sharp, Jacked 4D, Meat Sauced, Pump Nectar, Shock Blitzed, Beef Champion, Funkmaster Flex, Big Town Straight Swole, Gaston, Thick Neck Trap Housed, Armed and Dangerous, Hotter Than the Sand, Bigger Than the Ocean, Juice Box, Truck House, Paul Bunyan, Six Pack, Wide Arm Thunder Compound, A1 Steak Sauced, Armed Swolger, Muscles Egg and Cheese, Mufasa, Vain City, Baconator, Stonebreaker, Double Jacked, Triple Stacked, Fleetwood Mac Daddy, Donkey Brolic, Pump Jockey, Muscle Taxi, Genetic Beast Lobster, Real Time Cage Dragon, Muscle Grinding Cash Badger, Blood Factory, Cock Diesel, Cash Rock Thunder Mammal. Acknowledgements. Big up to my Dom Squad, aka all my fans who helped make this illiterate gym rat into a published author gym rat. Other acknowledgements include Dom Mazzetti, The Professor, Dom Old Pump, Dom Maserati, Dom D to the OM, Dom O Mazzetti, The O is for Awesome, D-Train, Dom Keep It Open Mazzetti, me, your boy, the dude, numero uno, bye haters. This is Dom Mazzetti. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of the Swoley Bible, the Bro Science Way of Life. This program was directed by Chris Koscheski, executive producer Diane McKinnon. Text copyright 2016 by Mike Tornabene and Gian Hunjin. Production copyright 2016 Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.